Time to have a look at the meeting in Launceston on Saturday night here on From the Stables. The Tassie Golden Apple, the feature event on the program. And driver Ricky Duggan joins us online to look at his drives on the program. How are you going, Ricky?
G'day, Doug. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight into your drives. What about Spanger? Is your first drive in ranks number one? Draws barrier two on the second row over the mile, so should get conditions run to suit.
Yeah, I hope so, Doug. Yeah, that's probably not a bad draw for him. At least he's straight in the running line, like you said, barrier two on the second line and follow through all right. The MJ's black chip horse in front of us, and it usually gets out pretty good. So, a bit of luck, he can lob Andy and shouldn't be far away.
Race two, you've got the drive on Cardinal Speck. He's finished fifth in both runs this campaign. He's probably going to need a little bit of luck on his side from the second row draw.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. You know, there's a couple of decent ones off the front line that are going good, and Gareth and Melissa's got their horse fronting up, the better brown tiger horse drawn out in six, so he'll be hard to beat, no doubt in it. And, yeah, he might struggle to probably get into it a bit from drawing, like you said, drawing 11 on the second line.
Major Davin, your drive in race three, comes up with gate three. This isn't an overly strong race?
No, not a strong race, and led up and went good last start, the Major Davin horse, so hope he produces something like that again, and a bit of luck he should be thereabouts again if he can do that.
Full speed ahead comes up with barrier number one in the Tassie Golden Apple. If he leads, is he able to go one better than he did in the heat?
Oh, geez, I'd like to think so, Dunk, but he time-wise, he went probably as good as he could go last week in the heat and still got beat. You know, it was a huge effort by Riley Major to give him 30 for the time they ran and then still run him down. So, the Riley horse is going to be hard again, isn't he?
He certainly is. Race five, you've got the drive on Creator Dazzler. He's always an each-way hope in these sort of races.
Yeah, usually is in these sort of race. But, two on the second line, it probably suits him better if he can draw the front. And, you know, the way the old horse usually goes away, usually pings away pretty good. And then you've got an option whether you hold the front or hand up to one of the better ones and sit behind him. And that's where he's ran, he ran money a couple of times doing that. So, I don't know, it might be just a bit hard for him drawing, two on the second line.
Princely Ranger drive in race number six. He should take a bit of benefit out of the first up run in an even field.
Yeah, you're probably right. Fitness-wise, he'd benefit a bit. He had no luck in nobody. It was just, there was a false start, and then that got him all stupid and stirred up, and then he over-raced and pulled, and then he had no luck after that. He's running up behind him, but, fitness-wise, he'd benefit a bit. Duncan, over the mile. The good filly's back in it. I said, blame it on me. So she trialled good in Hobart a couple of weeks ago. So you would think she'd take a bit of beating, even though she's inside the second line.
And Son of Lindenny to drive in the last race. Bumps into two handy ones here in God of Thunder and One Yankee Ginger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't fault the One Yankee Ginger horse's form, can you? And God of Thunder, it's an interesting runner. And, small field, usually does everything right. I think I've never driven the Son of Lindenny horse, but I think he's usually foolproof. So hopefully he can ping away good and probably get a bit of a start on the One Yankee Ginger horse and see how he goes from there. But Mark Butler's horse will take a bit of beating in the last distance.
Yeah, certainly will. Rick, appreciate the insight into your drives in Launceston on Saturday night, and I wish you the very best of luck.
No worries. Thanks very much, Doug.